Second chapter of the Revelation. Read just a few verses here. Verse 7. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. You see, this is what the Lord is speaking to us. Now, a lot of people aren't hearing that. But to those that have an ear, they hear this. And let him hear. And then it says, to him that overcomes will I give to eat the tree of life. Verse 11, he that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. Verse 17, to him that overcomes will I give to eat of the hidden manna. Verse 26, he that overcomes and keeps my works. Chapter 3, verse 5, he that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. Verse 12, him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple. 21, to him that overcomes, seven times, to him that overcomes. Now, to each one of the churches, to him or to he that overcomes or to him that overcomes, but don't it maybe strike you a little bit peculiar? It doesn't say to those who overcome, or to all the ones that overcome. But it says, to him, or he, singular. That doesn't mean that there's only going to be one person out of each group. But those that come out of that group will be one. And it's going to be a remnant, just a few. Have you ever asked yourself, wow, because all Christians read that, and they'll have their own interpretation. Well, I was born again when I accepted Christ. I have overcome. You haven't really entered into the fight yet. When it says, to him that overcomes, overcomes what? What are they overcoming? That's probably it. Self. Overcome self. Because where are the problems? In here, you see. It's that self thing. It's that goat nature. A goat Christian is not likely to go out to war for the Lord or anybody else. You know, we got a lot of goat people that are afraid of dying, so they'll run off to Canada, you know, anything to keep them going into the service. There's a few Christians like that. But there are going to be some that are going to be overcomers of everything in them that would recall from enlisting into the army of the Lord. To be under the Lord of hosts and to walk with Him and to war with Him. But the things of this world have to be overcome. And it starts right here. One last scripture. Psalm 110. Now this is nothing to jump up and down about, shout about, say glory, hallelujah. God is going to be hard. Yeah, hard. Now, endure hardness. Psalm 110. Now, I'm going to need everybody turn to it because I'm going to need a different translation than what I've got here. Start with verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies thy footstool. That's going to happen. The Lord shall send the rod of his strength. From where? Out of Zion. Who is Zion? Zion is that remnant we're talking about. It's those few people that overcome. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. So, there's a people, an army of the Lord, the Lord of hosts, and this host of His is going to rule in the midst of their enemies. They're going to have authority, and they're going to wield that rod. Look at verse 3. Now, this is not too good in my translation. Your people shall be willing in the day of your power. New King James.
Volunteers. Your people shall be volunteers.
Volunteers. Free will offerings. Volunteers. They'll be willing in the day of your power. Now see, we're talking about who does God choose? He said that many are called but few are chosen. He chooses the ones who volunteer freely. Gosh, I wonder if the Lord's going to choose me for that army. And you get a little shook up, not sure I want to be in that thing. You think God's going to choose me for that army? Probably not. It's those who volunteer. I want to be a part of this, Lord. I want to be a part of what you're doing, you see. Those are the ones he chooses. Thy people shall be a free will offering. Thy people shall volunteer freely in the day of your power. Want to be a part of it. Want to be a part of the victory. Now, granted, a lot of people will benefit from the victory that are not involved in the battle. When they went into the land of Canaan, 2.5 tribes remained behind on the other side, the western side of the Jordan River, and didn't cross over into Canaan with the others. However, Moses said, Joshua said, you need to go in to the battle with us. Leave your families, your herds, and everything here where they're safe. You come in with us. And they did. They went in and they battled with all the rest. But if people still buy that, they benefited from it too. It's a matter of what do you want? What are you looking for? Now, a lot of Christians, it's enough for them to just go to a church, sing a few hymns, listen to a sermon, and go home and feel like they've done their duty. That's it. That's all they want. They don't want to go any further. There's others that, well, I want to be a part of a church where I can receive the Spirit, move in some of the gifts, and prophesy. And to them, that's the will of God. Just moving in some of the gifts, speaking in tongues, whatever. But there's something more than that. At some point, there has to be a total victory. Well, there won't be any finality as far as you're progressing in the things of the Lord. But there's going to be a finality, and God's kingdom is going to be above every other kingdom. We see a picture of that in the days of Noah, when it says that the Noah's Ark rose up on the waters as the waters piled up and floated, and while the waters covered every mountain and every hill. You see, every high place of this world is going to be overcome, and the waters, Spirit of the Lord, shall fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. So it's a matter of what you want. Personally, I'm really not satisfied in meeting here and worshiping like we do. Sing a few songs, prophesy a little bit, and have a good word, go home. I don't think that's going to cut it for us. I really don't. I don't know what's going to happen. Just a few of us here tonight. It may never be any more than that. I don't know. Then again, the doors might open up and the floods start coming in. And then we might have to start looking for a larger place to meet. But Lord help us that we never get a church building. I like the atmosphere here. Well, that's the word. The Lord of hosts is getting an army. And not like he hadn't already had one. Paul, Peter, Moses, Joshua, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Timothy. He's got quite a host already. But he's not finished gathering them up. There's more and more people are going to begin to volunteer freely for the army of the Lord. And they're going to endure hardness. And they're not going to entangle themselves with the things of this world. Enduring hardness is one thing. But staying free and not entangling yourself with the things of this world, that's going to be the toughie. Because human nature is worldly and wants to be involved in the things of the world. All right, bless you.